Hi guys, it's A&E Talk, and today we're actually going to talk about Sungri again, because it's been like this huge scandal that has erupted even more.
Oh, so
since the last time we talked,
I can't remember what we really talked about the last time, like, and how much we did.
Well, we just talked about he had first been arrested.
Okay. Was the other guy involved?
I don't think the other guy had been arrested yet. I think you're talking to Jung Young.
Yeah.
He hadn't been arrested yet.
Okay. Well, then it's back.
But okay, so some of this stuff is like very adult and not like appropriate for kids to be talking about. So we're not going to go into all the details.
Yeah.
But we can kind of talk about like our perspective and what we think it means. And okay, so you tell me like what do you think about this and like
how I felt?
Yeah.
Well, I was like really hurt at first because like Big Bang was the second group that I got into in K-pop. So before he had got arrested, I had been probably liking Big Bang for at least 2 years. You know what I mean? And so I was really disappointed once I heard like what had happened and things like that. And I was like, I heard that there's like still fans that are like trying to like be on his side, and I'm like I could never do that. You know what I mean? Like with what he had done, like I could never just.
I feel like we don't know everything that has happened for better or worse.
So. Yeah, but he still did like bad things.
Yeah, you know he did bad things. Now, I think what happened with him is he got caught up in in an image. He was trying so hard to be like this, like big, giant, like entrepreneur, like untouchable, I can do whatever I want kind of a guy. Like the things that were going on, like there was like drugs and other things, and then they said that like they might have been in touch with somebody in the police force who would like take care of like nobody catching them, basically.
Really?
Yeah. That they like would like they were looking for texts between him and like somebody in the police, and I don't know. So there was like a lot of covering up too.
Yeah. Well, not just that, but I had found like videos of people who were like idols who were like wow, I can't believe you did this and things like that. And like there was this one idol, I can't remember his name or what group he was in, but you can find it online. And he was like talking about how he had met him one time and how he's not like the best dancer, but he's a good singer. And how Sungri was like really rude to him. And he was like, well, if you're not good at dancing, you should find some other industry to be in.
Oh, that's not very nice.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then like, we watched the videos about, like, all the foreshadowing, you know, like, all the times that, like, the other members of Big Bang were, like, very, like, worried and wary of, like,
what he was doing,
what he was up to and the people that he was hanging out with. And then, like, what really broke my heart was when they showed video of his parents.
Yeah.
Because I'm just thinking, man, what they are probably going through right now. Like, he's going through a lot. But as a parent, like, I'm sure their hearts are in pieces right now, you know? And they're very torn because they want to be there for their son because they love him. They love him so much. But at the same time, they're so hurt and that disappointed with something. The things that he did.
Yep. Okay, let's talk about this.
Jung Joon Young. So I think
I feel like what he did is worse than what Sungri did.
I was going to say that. And I mean, I don't know. This is just like our personal
opinion.
But yeah, I feel like the things I am so upset about that. I don't even talk about it. But I think the thing about this, though, is it's really put at the forefront, you know, this hidden camera thing in Korea.
Is getting worse.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. And then...
Go ahead. So what this hidden camera thing is like there's hidden cameras a lot in Korea, like sometimes in bathrooms and things like that, and they just record women.
Yeah.
And then put them online and things like that. Right. Or share them.
Right. And he was having cameras at his house.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, that's terrible. Like, I don't know.
Anyway. But I thought, how does that have to do with, like, the club?
Because, well, I think his was also because he was sending these videos in chats. And these people who were involved
with the
club. Yeah, were, like, all watching these videos. But anyways, I think it totally exposes like this dark side of Korea. And I think it's interesting because I really feel, especially as ARMY,
mm-hmm.
that we kind of live in this bubble about Korea. And we think like everything is so like happy-go-lucky and it's the best place. And like there's not a lot of crime there. And that we think everybody's just like BTS. No. And, like, not to say BTS are perfect, like,
yeah.
You know, I'm sure, you know, they have their faults as well, but, like, as ARMY, I feel like we live in a bubble.
Mm-hmm.
And so this kind of, like...
Shows.
Yeah, it puts us, like, puts our perspective in check and, like, gives us a dose of reality. But it's also given Korea as a whole some, like, negative press worldwide.
Yeah.
I mean, the things that are coming out of the K-pop land and of this secret camera stuff, this hidden camera stuff, it's making, like worldwide headlines,
mm-hmm.
you know? And, like, with Seungri, they're like, you know, this is the other side of K-pop. K-pop's not all that they make it seem to be and blah, blah, blah. So K-pop's getting kind of tarnished,
yeah.
like, throughout all of this, too. And I know that they said, like, I don't even know how many K-pop idols have, like, unfriended him or unfollowed him and mm-hmm. you know,
and a lot of people totally have too.
Oh know? Yeah, like people
yeah
mm-hmm.
And I was gonna say, like, BTS, what had happened with them and how they were involved in this was that someone was making an article about him and they used RM's picture for
oh
him.
My god, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, they used his UN picture, so
oh my
it made
god.
People think that RM, the person who's speaking at the UN, did this just by the picture.
Oh my god, who did that?
I don't remember which article.
I get so bugged because that happens all the time. Remember?
It happened with V.
Yeah, yeah. We were like reading some article about BTS and it was just the worst article to begin with.
Yeah.
But then they were like, I think instead of Jimin's picture, they used Jin.
Yeah.
Remember? We were like, that's not Jimin. Oh, that's really dangerous.
It's ridiculous. And I'm pretty sure Big Hit is going to sue them.
Oh my gosh.
But like, that's like the only place that BTS is involved. But I would like to also say that, like, because of this, like, it shows that, like, Korea is not the safest place for, like, girls. Because, like, we ourselves were thinking about moving there. And one of your coworkers had talked to you about,
and
like,
he's a doctor from China.
Mm-hmm. And he was talking to her about, like, South Korea. And he was like, that's not – he was like, you and your daughter want to move there? And you were like, yeah. And then he was like, that's not, like, the safest place for girls
mm-hmm.
and things. Mm-hmm. So.
So, we know, it made us think twice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We haven't made it, but just made our decision.
We'll probably just visit.
Yeah. So we could start by visiting. But another thing that this kind of brings to light is how Koreans think about women just as a whole.
Well, yeah.
And like
it's
I feel like they're not very respected.
Mm-hmm.
And
like it's sad because women in Korea try so hard to be like look pretty on the outside.
Uh-huh. But okay. But here's the thing is...
But that's, like, also what gets them into stuff like that.
I found this article and it said that, like, Koreans are taught at a very young age, like, girls should try to look as beautiful as they can,
mm-hmm.
and boys should try to be as successful and make as much money as they can.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what they try to instill in these kids. But I feel like sometimes with K-pop, it kind of feeds into that stereotype a little bit. And I also think that's why we didn't get like super into some of these girl groups.
Yeah.
Because we're just not like we don't necessarily share the same values and you know,
mm-hmm.
Like we like women to be like, you know, strong and
independent and tough
and comfortable, like, and sharing their opinions.
Yeah. And like you can totally like want to be pretty and want to show your body, but like, you know what I mean? But like to a point where you're not destroying yourself to do it.
Right. Where you're not objectifying yourself.
Yeah.
Like, because we try so hard to like not allow others to objectify us, but what happens when you're doing it to yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like what message is that sending?
Yeah. I was watching this thing and like it was these guys who do this a lot and like they'll do it with like bands and just like music, but they were talking to people in Korea about Seungri scandal and mostly about the other guy.
Mm-hmm.
And like when they had asked him, like a lot of the women were like, oh, he's terrible. Like I can't believe like he would do this to girls. And like they're like, if I was one of those girls, like I would be like furious and like mm-hmm. things. But then like more of the men were like, like they really didn't care about that part. You know what I mean? And I thought that was like very like not just interesting, but kind of like rude. You know what I mean?
Like
very rude that they didn't care. But there was like of course there were like two guys that were like, I cannot believe he did that to those girls. But like then there were guys who were like, you know, as long as you're not in the public image.
I
was like, what?
Mm-mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, and then another thing is like, I don't know, like, I wonder if their minds would have changed had it been somebody they knew. Like, what if it had been their sister? Or, you know what I mean? Like,
or, like, this probably wouldn't happen, but, like,
their mom or something. And then there was a quote that I think the manager of the club, I think, so, okay, I'm not going to even attribute it because I'm not sure. But somebody said, well, then, I guess all men in Korea are in trouble for this. Basically saying like stuff like this happens all the time and like stuff like this gets sent around on like everyone's phone all the time, and I'm like,
jeez.
And I'm granted, like, please don't like get us wrong, like we're not saying all men in Korea are bad. Like,
because like I said when I was watching the video, like there were men who were totally like, I cannot believe he would do that to those girls.
So we don't want to give like men in Korea
a bad rap.
But for him to say, I guess, all, like, that shows that it is, like, you know.
Kind of common.
Yeah. Which is scary.
Yeah.
And then, oh, okay, that's what else what I wanted to say is that. So now it's not just Jung Joo Young that's getting in trouble. It's the people that he sent it to.
Yeah.
Because they're like, you guys didn't do anything about
it. You guys didn't come forward and were like, he's doing something bad.
Yeah.
Like, there were two idols who I knew, and one of them was B/Highlight, one of their members, and like I was kind of sad about that one because like knowing an idol like doing that, you know, whose music that I really liked, I was like I just completely dropped like that, you know what I mean? And I can't imagine like Big Bang fans or people who had barely known about Big Bang who found out about this, you know what I mean? Like if you were a Big Bang fan, you'd probably like me, you'd probably still listen to their music, but if like you were just barely knew them, like you'd probably be like, I'm done.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, some of these fans are probably devastated.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't even want to say it, but if something bad happened with BTS, I would be crushed.
I would
be so crushed.
I don't even know what I would do.
I know. Well, and so speaking of, like, I'm sure, like, all of these entertainment companies were like, okay.
Like,
this
what you do?
Now.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if we have to go through people's phones. I don't know if we need to take phones away. But this is not happening with any of you.
Yeah.
You know?
And, like, in companies, like, they have taken phones away because of this reason, and that's what people usually get confused about, is that some companies take phones away for their trainee days. just their trainee days because of, like, stuff like this.
Yeah.
But, like, people always think that they're taking their phones away so they can't, like, call family and things like that. Which is kind of – which is, like, which confuses them. And, like, some companies are very, like, very bad and who do that. But, like, not a lot of them do.
And yeah, they do in it a for way they're taking reason. Away their phones to protect them.
Yeah. So that way when they become an idol, like
– things can't be used against them. Well, I'm sure this is really changing the roles.
The K-pop industry. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I totally think so, too. Because I bet all of YG is going through people's stuff.
Oh, my God.
Because, and, like, if you guys know Winners Mino, like, he's done a song with Seungri, and, like, I really like him, and I'm, like, right now I'm just praying that he's not involved in this, mm-hmm. and if he is, I'm just, like, I'm gonna be pretty hurt, because, like, I kind of liked him more than Seungri, yeah. So, like, I was, like.
Well, I also think that this is kind of gonna be the beginning of a feminist movement in Korea.
I think so.
Like, I think people are going to be had it. They're going to be like, look, I'm not going to get plastic surgery just because you want me to.
Yeah.
I'm not going to have to, like, have a perfect face and perfect body because you want me to.
Yeah.
You know?
That's why I like Amber so much.
Yeah. I'm not just a toy for, like, rich men. Like, yeah. I am my own person. And here's the thing, too, is, like, the women in Korea, they're no fools. These are educated women. Like, yeah. Korea has an excellent educational system. Like, mm-hmm. they're going to see how this is not right.
Yeah.
You know, and they're going to demand more. They're going to know their self-worth, and they're going to demand more.
And I really hope that they do, because to me, it's not fair to teach, like I've heard about kids in Korea, like, for their 11th birthday getting plastic surgery. Like, their parents give them plastic surgery as a gift. And, like, it can be as young as, like, 10 or sometimes even 9. And, like, that your facial features don't even, like, fully develop until you're, like, older than 20.
Right.
So, like, you know what I mean? Like, for me, like, I'm still waiting, like, you know what I mean? And I'm fine with my face right now. Like, you know what I mean? You just have to, this is why I like BTS, because they teach you to love yourself. Mm-hmm. And, like, I really think that groups like BTS and GOT7 would not do this kind of stuff, because they have members in there that are like, no, you know what I mean? You can't do that to, like, a woman who is her own person, who didn't give her consent, you know what I mean? And things like that to share and stuff. Because if these women were giving their consent, it wouldn't be that big of a deal, because, like, they'd be like, well, you said he could do it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they didn't.
This is a mess. It'll be very interesting to see how this all plays out. My thing is, I'm just always kind of, like, walking on eggshells, because I'm like, oh, my God, are they going to name any more idols who are involved in all of this? And I just get really worried about who else.
This is why I pick the groups.
Well, but we can't, like, assume that the people that we like are perfect.
Yeah. Oh, they're not.
Yeah.
But.
Anyways. Okay. All right. So we'll keep watching and we'll see what develops. I feel like it's going to get worse before it's going to get better, though, to be honest. Yeah.
Well,
I know that's not very positive, but that's how I feel. All right. Well, if you guys have any opinions to share, please give us a message. And I know this was a really long episode, but there's a lot to say with all of this. There's a lot going on. All right.
Well, and remember, these are just our personal opinions.
Mm-hmm. All right, have a good week. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.